Well, greetings. Thank you very much for joining me for yet another podcast. I don't think I've said before how much I appreciate the fact that so many of you take the time to listen to these. Now, today I'm going to start in a very different place. I want to talk to you about my 50-year reunion with my graduating phys ed class at the University of New Brunswick in beautiful Fredericton. And the first thing I want to tell you is I'm not much for these kinds of things. I mean, my pat line in the past has been I live in the future, not in the past. I graduated in 1968 with 40 people that I spent every day with for almost 4 years. And I haven't seen any of them since. About 15 of us attended the reunion. And it's an incredible experience to walk into a room of fellow 72-year-olds and within 30 minutes be back where I was 50 years ago. Quite frankly, my experiences there changed me forever. You see, at that point, UNB was the biggest physical education school in Canada. And they had tremendous clarity on their vision, their purpose. Prepare young men and women to be exceptionally good physical education teachers. That was it. So I was taught to teach every single physical activity, from skiing to gymnastics to track and field, and of course, all the team sports. Today, what was the Faculty of Physical Education is now called kinesiology, and it has a much broader mandate. Now, here's what I learned attending my 50-year reunion. It's not what people face in their lives that determine whether they're successful or happy. It's definitely how they dealt with it. Many of my classmates, like myself, have dealt with serious illness, had surgery for a variety of reasons, etc. You know, I was reminded of the grant study of Harvard graduates that's still running after close to 100 years. And what determined whether someone was successful or not had little to do with what life threw at them and everything to do with how they dealt with it. Genetics and environment can only determine so much. The rest is very much up to us. Now, as most of you know, I have been working with our men's basketball team in our qualifying games for the Worlds in China next summer and the Olympics in Tokyo in 2020. And I'm very pleased to tell you we're doing very well. Our record is 7 wins and 1 loss as we head into our final 4 games, 2 of which will be very challenging this November in Venezuela and Brazil. 2 very strong basketball nations, particularly when they're playing at home. Now, what's interesting about our team is that the parts of it change constantly due to the schedules of the various leagues Canadian men play in. In the spring and fall, for example, we had our NBA players available to us. But for the next 4 games, we won't have any of those high-level players on our team. Our team really consists of over 30 players, all of whom are dedicated to helping their country qualify for the Olympics in 2020, even though the majority of them will not get to go to those Olympics. I mean, this is a challenging team-building task. And layer on top of that the fact that the coaching staff changes fairly frequently as well. What we've had to work on is culture. It is our culture that will determine whether or not we are successful. One of our NBA players, Tristan Thompson, spoke very eloquently about this in the locker room before our game versus Brazil in Montreal in early September. Now, as a coincidence, on a parallel course, I've been working with the Canadian Olympic Committee on designing a program to build team culture. And one of the wonderful quotes that we have in that program is that if you don't invest in your culture, you'll get one anyway. Ain't that the truth? So why leave it to chance? In basketball, we are building a culture that includes everyone. Some of the players will play 2 of the 12 games, others 6 to 8, very few if any will play in all the games. Yet they all need to feel like they're part of the team and Basketball Canada. Now, the interesting thing about culture is that it does not have to be legislated from on high. Any leader in any organization can create a pocket with a culture where expectations are clearly defined, where people treat each other with respect and dignity, and as a result, where commitment levels are high. And it's much easier to do, yes, if the whole organization is bent in that direction, But good coaches all over the world create pockets of culture where their expectations are clear, commitment levels are high, and there's absolute engagement. And our basketball team is moving rapidly in that direction because of our intention to build such a culture. We know it will not come out of the sky. Now, certainly, openness to learning, becoming a lifelong learner, is critical to players on any team or in any organization. We must continue to evolve. Now, this is just a shameless segue because on October the 26th, there's an opportunity for you to take some time to continue your development. We are doing one of our now almost famous breakfasts where thoughtful people come to learn something that might benefit them now or in the near future. And on the 26th, at Arcadian Loft in Toronto, Dane will be speaking on the biology of disruption and the paradox of pressure. I hope you can join us. And if you do, be sure and come up and say hello. It would be a pleasure to start to put faces to the ears that listen to this podcast. You'll find more about this in the newsletter. So until next time, this is Peter Jensen, reminding you, keep your head up and your stick on the ice and keep learning.